Welcome to episode 636 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day five. We are well into midweek on our series this week, where you're exploring the mind-body connection. You're discovering how mindfulness can impact your very body cells, your gene expression. And in this week's series, you have a special challenge. Your challenge this week is to every day give yourself 10 minutes to breathe. Your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. So when you allow your breath to calm down, noticing each inhale and exhale through your nose, you begin to get in touch with your mind-body connection. When your breath becomes a little slower and calmer, you notice that your thoughts settle down and you think a little more clearly. You feel more energized. It's an interesting state in meditation, how you can feel so calm yet have such clear energy. So as you're guided through a series that I recorded 6 years ago, you'll notice that the music is a little different and that I'm sharing with you a full episode. It begins with some insight where I share with you research about your mind-body connection. And you can always forward right through that and go directly to the meditation. You are going to be guided through a full body relaxation, and that might be enough for you, especially if you're new to meditation. You might stay around to be guided through a chakra meditation experience today. That might be just right for you, or you might want to linger a little longer and enjoy going a little more deeply. Take it at your own pace. The meditation is structured to where you can break off at any point. So I hope you enjoy today's meditation. I encourage you to share this meditation series. The whole series has these longer guided meditations with someone who might be healing physically, emotionally, mentally, because the information I think will be inspiring and maybe convince someone to settle themselves down and meditate because it really works. The science shows meditation is one of the best ways to calm your mind and your body. Enjoy the meditation today. So now I'm going to guide you through the meditation. You'll begin to relax your body, different areas where you're likely to hold tension. You'll start to interiorize more as you notice your breath. This will reveal to you the kind of state you're in. And then I'll guide you through a chakra meditation technique. This is for a Thursday's meditation. Every Thursday, I guide you through a chakra meditation. Now, at any point, any time when you listen to these meditations, you don't have to do the meditation technique. The techniques help you to focus your mind and they keep your meditations dynamic and they help to keep you engaged. And you can also do the techniques when you're not meditating. So when you're right smack in the midst of the busiest part of your day, you can pull in a meditation technique and this can help to calm your mind and body immediately. Well, you can simply do the meditations without the technique, as I mentioned, so it's up to you. The chakras are considered to be energy centers throughout your body. Usually, most people agree there are seven, although some people focus on fewer or more chakras. And I like to consider there are seven chakras, and they correspond to your emotions, different parts of your body, different characteristics. There are positive and more negative attributes to each chakra, and chakras can become quite involved and quite extensive. And I'm really receiving a lot of information from many of you that they have become your favorite meditation technique. I personally love the chakras and I do a chakra focus every single day. So today you're going to be focusing. If you choose to do the technique, you can have the option to focus on your third chakra. And as you work on using meditation with your gene expression, I want to bring you to your digestive area, which is often referred to as your second brain. More and more research is coming out showing how your digestive system and your stomach area has a lot to do with your emotions and how it's very interconnected with your brain. And I want you to really focus on your digestion. When you have healthy gut flora, this helps your entire body heal. And as a result, you feel very energized and you can focus better. And if you don't have healthy gut bacteria, then you can find that you're more prone to inflammation and diseases. And you also find that you may have fuzzier thinking, even gluten allergies or celiac has been attributed to people who are mentally depressed and also people who suffer from mental illness. So your gut bacteria is incredibly important for your overall health and your gene expression. So if you can focus on healing your gut, then you find that the rest of your health will tremendously improve. And so I encourage you to do that as you focus on this week's meditation series. If you even go to your physician and have blood work done so that you can see if you might need some supplements or a particular diet to help support your overall digestion, this would be incredibly good for you. And as you know, what you're doing right now as you meditate is one of the best things you can do to help relax your nervous system, which will help relax your digestion, reduce inflammation, and so forth throughout your body. So let's get you meditating right now. I'm going to guide you through the meditation, and then afterwards, break off. You'll hear the music stop. You'll hear me end this guided portion of the meditation. And this is your cue to meditate on your own, to go deep into your own stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Never forcing yourself, always ending your meditation at the point where you could go just a little bit further and really still be enjoying it. And after you meditate, I encourage you to carry your meditation with you for as long as you can. Do something quiet, such as sip some tea, write in a journal, reflect on your meditation, and just go about your day or evening a little quietly for a while after you meditate. Keep this with you for as long as you can, this beautiful stillness that you've cultivated. So now, go ahead and sit up straight, straighten your spine. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your chest Relax your arms and your hands. Rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You could do this week's mudra. To do it, you would simply, with your left hand, with your palm downward on your left hand, downward on your lap, you could even brush the tips of your fingers lightly against the floor if you're seated on the floor. And with your right hand, extend your palm upward towards heaven. Your left hand represents you grounding yourself to the earth, and your right palm extending upward as it's resting on your lap represents your connection to heaven and everything around you. This is the Bhumisparsha Mudra. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out and soften. This immediately relaxes any tension you may be holding in your body. It allows you to oxygenate your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Now notice your breath as you inhale through your nose. Feel the cool, refreshing air enter your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, feel the hot tension escape. Inhale nice and even and deeply. Exhale nicely, evenly, and deeply. Yourself to breathe naturally, to transition, never forcing yourself to feel calm if you're not quite feeling calm yet. Ease yourself into it. Now gradually bring your awareness to your stomach, your navel, your lumbar center. In Sanskrit, it's called the Manipura. This is where your stomach, intestines, and all your organs of digestion and assimilation are located. The energy you intake is assimilated here. Element of this chakra is fire. The metal is iron, and the gemstone is coral. The color is yellow, and there's even a sound for the chakras. The sound for your third chakra is a harp. You focus and become really accustomed to noticing your chakras. You can hear different sounds. The beneficial qualities of your third chakra is zest for life, enthusiasm, self-control. And harmful qualities are ruthlessness and abuse of power. And this is from Chakras for Starters by Savitri Simpson, one of my meditation teachers. And I'll leave a link to this, as always, on my website for this episode. So as you focus on your third chakra, visualize a fire burning there. Still keeping your eyes slightly uplifted, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. Visualize a fire glowing softly. And with each inhale, feel the fire become bigger, full of your zest for life, your enthusiasm, everything that lights you up. These are your gifts. It's what you're naturally inclined to love and to want to do, and this can help support your gene expression when you do things you enjoy, when you share your gifts and your talents. With each exhale, fan the fire as you exhale on the fire. The fire becomes bigger. The glow is brighter. With each inhale through your nose, feel the fire softly glowing. With each exhale, fan the fire and feel it grow stronger. Feel all your desires, your zest for life, your passion. Feel it spreading throughout your entire body, flowing through your veins. As you inhale, feel you at your finest, flowing through your veins, emanating throughout your entire body. And with each exhale, fan the fire, feel it grow bigger and stronger. Continue meditating, enjoying this beautiful sensation you've created within yourself. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.